Thank you for calling customer care. My name is Don. How may I help?
Yes, I was on your site last evening, and I gave my credit card number. It was going to be like 95 cents or a dollar. I don't remember, for 5 days. For you could do five people a day for 5 days. And then if you didn't want to go any further, you had to call in before 5 days was up. Does that sound like your site?
No, ma'am. That does not sound like our site, but I could assist. I could try to search and see if you maybe have, being that we assist with so many different accounts, I could see if we perhaps have anything in that regards. Could you please provide me with your email?
Okay, Nana, that's another thing. I called in because I have an email address, but I haven't been in it in over 2 years. It won't let me get in it. It won't let me change my password. So I don't even have a computer. It's on my phone. So my email address is paulacrandall@yahoo.com.
Thank you. All right. And could you verify your first and last name for me?
Paula Crandall.
Thank you.
Do you have an account in my name?
Yes, ma'am. However, it looks like the account created through publicrecords.info was already canceled by an agent as of May 25th.
Okay, that was the one I got in before.
Correct.
So Okay. I just want to make sure I'm calling the right one, because I got a phone call while I was doing this, and I took the phone call, and then I couldn't get back to the site I was at, and it didn't, when it gave me a number, the phone number it gave me was disconnected, and the address it gave me was a post office box. So when you guys say an address, you mean a physical address?
Yes.
You know, a house number? Okay, that's what I was thinking. Okay, thank you very much.
No problem. Thank you for calling customer care. Have a great rest of your day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.